This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Kaylin Lee is Miami-Dade's Rookie Teacher of the Year. She's a Black English teacher at Miami Carroll City Senior High School. We recently talked about the current movement for racial justice. We started by discussing the school board's recent approval of a plan to improve the district's anti-racism curriculum and establish a student task force. One school board member voted against the plan, Marta Perez, who is Cuban American and not Black. She argued the curriculum review process would distract from the district's efforts to respond to COVID-19. I asked Lee to respond to that.
I don't know how you can have a conversation about COVID and not talk about racism. And if you can, that is the distraction right there. How do you talk about these communities that are being affected and not be able to recognize that there are health disparities in our communities, that so many of our parents don't have access to health insurance? The community that has pre-existing medical conditions that COVID-19 is literally taking out in front of us, a lot of the population that falls into that category is Black. Black students, Black teachers, Black parents, Black community members.
And she also said that Miami-Dade Schools has been a shining example of inclusion and that any wrongs the district might have committed in the past have been quickly corrected.
For you to say that the Black community is happy with what's going on and happy with how all situations have been handled without consulting with the Black community. And when I say the Black community, I mean more than just one or two or three specific Black people. And that's why I think that it's important to have essentially a Black educators town hall. And I'm calling for the district and the school board leaders to create one and create one quickly, so that we can discuss the issues that are happening within our Black schools, because the Black teachers, the Black parents, and the Black students are the ones that are there 5 days a week.
Did you have a chance to talk with your students about George Floyd's murder and the uprisings?
So I was able to have a few conversations. It kind of sounded like this. I never thought that I was gonna see something like this in my lifetime. And honestly, I kind of had the same sentiments. I'm not old at all. My grandmother, she marched in the civil rights movement. She has scars on her legs from water hoses and from dogs attacking her. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and one of my very close family friends, her name is Miss Lisa McNair. She's the sister of Denise McNair, which was one of the four little girls that got killed in the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. Family friend. Grew up in the same church. For me to be having the same conversation with my students, and it sounds similar to the conversations that I'm having with my grandparents and my family friends right now, is the reason why education has to change. Because we are not in a 40, 50 year gap anymore, right? Like, we are literally training the next generation of citizens, of people, of activists, of leaders, of community members, of parents, of teachers. We are literally about to give them the torch right now. So what are we doing to prepare them not only to lead our country, but to also be self-reflective and understanding what implicit bias is, understanding how that can affect how you treat people?
Just lastly, what would you say to Black students who are hurting right now?
I would tell the Black students who are hurting right now, first, feel it. Allow yourself to feel it. Pain, a lot of the times, is part of progress. Sit in those feelings. But then after you sit in them for a little bit, look up and figure out how you are going to contribute to change. Because without you, we are stuck.
That was Kaylin Lee, a Black English teacher at Miami Carroll City Senior High School. For more information about the Miami-Dade County School Board's plan for anti-racism education and the community response to it, visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.